as I read the story, you can look and listen. And now, let's begin.
The Bear and the Turtle, Ultimate Fable and Decoy Tales. This is the only story of mine whose moral I know. I don't think it's a marvelous moral. I simply happen to know what it is. We are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. This is how it started. I freeze. It is not the guilt that froze me. I had taught myself never to feel guilt. It was not a ghastly sense of loss that froze me. I had taught myself God, part 2, take 2. This is how it started. I freeze. It is not the guilt that froze me. I had taught myself never to feel guilt. It was not a ghastly sense of loss that froze me. I had taught myself to covet nothing. It was not the thought that I was so unloved that froze me. I had taught myself to do without love. It was not the thought that God was cruel that froze me. I had taught myself never to expect anything from Him. What froze me was the fact that I had absolutely no reason to move in any direction. What had made me move through so many dead and pointless years was curiosity. Now even that had flickered out. How long I stood frozen there, I cannot say. If I was ever going to move again, someone else was going to have to furnish the reason for moving. Somebody did. End of God, beginning of Bear.
This is how it started. A policeman watched me for a while, and then he came over to me and he said,
"You all right?"
"Yes," I said.
"You have been standing here a long time,"
he said. "I know," I said.
"You waiting for somebody?"
he said. "No," I said.
"Better move on, don't you think?"
he said. "Yes, sir," I said. And I moved on. that I was a bear, that I did not wear any clothes but my bear skin, that my lingua hu man had a strange accent, all that did not matter. I was standing still longer than usual standing still is considered to be usual standing still. That was what mattered. I moved on. It was quiet summer night. Streets were still deserted after the afternoon heat wave, and it was New Year's Eve. Perfect moment for a cigarette. Just, I did not have any. I did not smoke. Clock on the nearby church hit 12 times. And the year of the carnival started. It was the year of the horse. I felt that this was the perfect moment to start smoking. I walked about 10 meters since my encounter with Who Man Guardian Angel when I heard music playing. Small, blue, convertible car was parked by sidewalk. The roof and the right front door was wide open. Must have been there during the whole happening. I leaned inside of the car and asked for a cigarette.
Come in,
the voice said. Did not sound human language. It was love. In the driver's seat was a turtle. Turtle speaking in lap. I stepped in and sat on the front seat. The car took off. Where are we going? I asked in shy lap.
To Lapland,
answered Turtle, and put on the music. As the music played on, the turtle turned into cyborg. Could not see a difference between inside and outside. Its flesh merged with metal and leather and wires of the car, and they became the turtle. And Turtle said,
I will not be responsible for your happiness. And I don't want you to be responsible for mine.
Okay, I said, not knowing if that solemn merging question was for me at all. Then in a sudden flash, I could not anymore see difference between positive and negative. I also expected to turn into Psy something. Instead, music stopped and voices from the radio said,
One return ticket, please.
Return ticket to where?
Back here.
Then the music continued, and we continued rolling slowly down the big city roads. The perfect strangers in the right place, in the right time, in the right mood, saying the right things in the right moment. That was long time ago. That is how it started. Since then we are the bear and the turtle. We drive around in our smart convertible car. We are not who men pretending to be animals. We are animals pretending to be who men. We wear our real skin and underneath who men features. Who men leave us most of the time in peace, apart from occasional fines for speeding and warnings when we stand still too long. We are proud product of human positive discrimination.
Look, darling, bear and turtle driving the car. How smart.
Before becoming the bear and the turtle, the bear was only a bear. His bear grandmother repeated every night, just before dawn would break, the same story in Black Forest Bear family home. It was about Auntie Snake. There was a Shaihu man whose parents died in hunting accident, and he lived alone with his old grandmother. One Friday on the market, during dancing bear act, he meets a shy, good-looking wow.
If Jesus Christ was,
said a turtle once,
the ultimate ontological transformation from idea to flesh to idea, we are ontological reversion. First we were flesh and then came the idea. Pure us. The bear and the turtle.
Meat machine, I concluded with huge grin on my hairy face. When somebody asks,
who are you?
We answer, we are the bear and the turtle. That is our line. They go,
uh-huh, but what are you doing?
We answer, we are the bear and the turtle. And they say,
uh-huh, and where are you going?
And we answer, we are the bear and the turtle. We go to Lapland. When Beaver asks and we answer that we are the bear and the turtle, he honestly says,
oh, I don't understand.
When the big fish who wants to have fun asks and we answer, we are the bear and the turtle, it says,
oh, I like that.
Or says nothing.
And grab the heavy sword hanging above fireplace and slash her in pieces, and there goes Auntie Snake and never comes back, because no man will guard the warmth of your home. And one day your Husan boy will meet Snow White, Hu Princess of Snowland, and seven little snow pigs, and live happily ever after in the No Land, in the No Kingdom.
Smart car was designed by Swatch. Then it was taken over by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz was taken over by Daimler. Daimler merged with Chrysler. And here we drive in Daimler Chrysler car, powered by strong engine and fueled with diesel fuel. Fast little thing. Smart convertible car is two-seated. Two front-seaters. No backseat drivers. There are two individuals in the car, the bear and the turtle. The turtle is in the driving seat. The bear is in the non-co-driver seat. There is a small satellite dish on the roof and has the function of receiver and transmitter. There are four cameras attached to the car, one in front, to monitor where we are going. One in the back, to monitor where we have been. One by the left to monitor where we are now. And one on the right to confirm that we are still there. Double checking. The map is omnipresent in our car on the screens of the monitor. The monitor has four screens. One screen is decoy screen. It is for free. In that way, we do not exist. For the rest of the screens, passwords are needed. Once Turtle stopped the car and said,
listen, Bear. Can you check this map of ours? I have the feeling that we were here before.
I checked the map and in a split of a second realized that the Turtle is right. And I say, yes. We were here before. The other truth is that we are here now as well. So, what do you say about that, Turtle?
You are saying that when we were here, that was the place we were going to?
Technically speaking, yes. We looked in silence for a very, very long time into each other's eye. But then, some terrible weight came crashing down out of the sky, something final and unambiguous, and suddenly there was no need to think, nothing to think about, and no one to do the thinking.
Call Moose,
said the turtle. We do not understand airbags. They should activate in case of accidents. In smart, they activate anytime they feel like it. In any unspecified moment, hot white air wrapped in white silk hits our faces and presses our bodies closer to our smart car. This is how we learn to recognize unspecified moments. And we learn that the real things happen just after these unspecified moments. We call Moose and his friendly face appears on screen number 3. Come to Lapland, said he.
Before becoming the Bear and the Turtle, the Bear had a bear family. Only Sun Bear, with Bear Mama, Bear Papa, Bear Spinning Wheel Storytelling Granny, and Bear Dead Hero Grandpa from Ultimate Third Bears vs. Rabbits War. The baby bear was walking through Black Forest meadows and ranges. The whole giant dark forest was a national park, protected area, and who tourists were crawling every weekend to feel who nature. Nature park guide, Who W. George, would for a good price take a group of who tourists for an ultimate experience. They would patiently walk long way, sneak through the waterfall of Black River, jump over Black River Creek, silently approach remote hidden meadow, squat in the bushes, and there it was. The top nature act. Two bears copulating. Shh! Who W. George would whisper. They are extremely dangerous if interrupted. No flesh, please. There he was. Baby bear's father. Fucking baby bear's mother. Glamour girl. 5 times a day for cameras and sound recorders of who tourists and for the university career of their beloved only son currently known as the Bear and the Turtle. It happened a long time ago in deep dark giant black forest in black mountains of Eastern Territories. Teenage baby bear was walking along secret forest path. Black Forest was resonating with music of magic flutes and angelic voices. Small Bear came to the edge of Forest Meadow. In the middle of the meadow were two grown-up bears copulating. It was late afternoon, early evening. Falling sun was creating picturesque light breaking lazily through branches and leaves of autumn landscape. Silhouettes of giant creatures were like cutouts from the Who Baby fill-in books. Mama! Papa! Teenage baby bear exclaimed happily. What are you doing there? Both big bears turned and stood silently as small bear was running towards them. Go away, son! Go away! Back to Granny, they said. Voice came from surrounding bushes. Small one, let's have small one. Hundreds of voices joined in. Yes, small one, small one. Hundreds of who men started coming out of bushes with cameras and sound recorders, who guns and chains. Some of them talking to who guide in green uniform, putting things inside of green cap he held in his green hands. One of who's, with broken nose of ex-boxer, was holding giant gold chain, talking fast through small, nasty, artificially white, sharp teeth. some of whom men with whole guns took one of struggling and fighting big bears to the side of the meadow, keeping it there, putting chain around neck and whole gun against head. The who man in green uniform was talking to other bear, while some other who's grabbed small bear. Papa! Screamed small one. It's all right, son. It's for the reason. Everything is for the reason, Father Bear said, and he continued repeating, everything is for the reason, it's for the reason, a small bear discovered one of who men invented habits. Sex for pleasure. When it was over, to the excitement of the circled crowd, high-pitched voice was heard. And now, small one and the mother! They repeated the same process with father, chain, and hoe guns, and so, and brought mother in chains, and hoe guns, and so, and mounted small bear on top of bear mother, and helping along and pushing small one in and out, small one repeating through his mother's screams. It's all right, mom. It's for the reason. It's for the reason. That is how the bear learned that everything is for the reason and sex is just for pleasure. Don't take anything for granted und Arbeit macht frei. God bless whatever. Dear God, toaster up your ass.
We had to identify our enemy, so then there was Anti-Snake. Anti-Snake thinks, if at all, that the bear and the turtle are just the idea. Anti-Snake is Cyclic Saigon out and ex-boxing champion of Eastern Western territories. Anti-Snake is a control freak. Anti-Snake joined Who-Man and they tolerated its wishes and they gave tasks that were too dirty and indecent for themselves to do. And it fights boxing matches for them and abuses that power to range known only in Eastern Western territories. Anti-Snake is vulnerable to CS. When they ask us,
what is CS?
We say, we are the bear and the turtle. CS is CS. And they say,
where does it come from? Greek or Latin?
We say, we are the bear and the turtle. Definitely not from clitoris. Smart affirmative violence. We have to encourage the process till the bitter end in sight, every moment till the end of who knows days. Smart clitoris similis.
Bear just graduated from the best Far Western Territory University Art Department and was looking for the first job. The bear checked ads, and there it was. Art school graduate wanted. Exciting job for beginners. No experience needed. Outdoor adventure guaranteed. Preferably a bear. Write on the number 11092001. After wondering for a moment about preferably, Bear wrote the number and after short interview in cozy cafe downtown Manhattan, got a job. It was a market act. With the chain around his neck, Bear would do a little weird jiggle, the Who master pulling and releasing chain to show that he's in control of this dangerous animal, beast, wild thing, strayed from the Black Forest, honey-loving, but deadly dangerous nevertheless. Bear would play the drum and roll and roar and fall into quasi-trance of obedience to approval of mystic loving crowd. The only bother was that the master was too much into his master character, pulling chain too frenetically and kicking Bear too hard, simply overstaging. 5 minutes of fame syndrome. Somehow, whenever stopping to do the act, even in the remotest market, Bear could see that Auntie Snake is there in the front row, clapping with two early wrinkled hands and jerking in psycho far Saigon out laughter through artificially white small nasty teeth. Laughter produced for the crowd and creating act within the act, and the Bear turns on his video camera and he dances along circle crowd and he films crowd and Auntie Snake and knows how it looks now. And knows that for a while we'll be free from pressure to avoid nasty tricks of Anti-Snake. Its vanity and aggression will for a period of time stay out of the way.
We are the Bear and the Turtle. We drive around in our smart convertible car and we are on the mission to destroy Anti-Snake. Here we drive. Lapland, here we come. Zebra FM is on as we are bullet speeding on the fast lane of the tunnel. We stop by the white cliffs of Northern Sea. Giant dancing rabbits are overlooking wicked waves splashing into the rocks of the empire and bouncing back in white steam, only to come back with ever more stronger force to dent once indestructible creation. There is breakthrough of rabbits into land of too few lovers. They jump fences in the night, they sneak through tunnels. They hide in Who Man shopping bags. Once inside, they run into garden and hide in salads. This is the major and ultimate Anti-Snake poison. Copulation. Just, it works long term. They copulate a lot, but copulation takes time. No flash, please. Copulation leads to invasion. Invasion leads to revolution. Copulation killed the snake.
Anti-Snake, you toaster up your ass.
We put airbags back in their place and drive westward to come to the north. Through Highland, there is Nessie. Idea universalis. Idea that will always be idea. Monster idea. We visit Nessie in Loch Ness. Then we drive through Snowland. We visit Bigfoot Easy Jetty Man. Idea that turned into a Bigfoot print trace, and trace turned into a reproduction after the snow melted. We drive on 1,000 plateaus of Snowland. Our blue convertible house is converted and glides in front of the perfectly white backdrops. Airbags are up our faces and bodies. Monitor has ultimately sharp reception. Sound Zebra of Zebra FM pops up on screen 4. Then, aggressive little pig on screen 3. Then, the beaver scrambled on screens 2 and 3. Then, the rooster on screen 4. Then the big fish who wants to have fun shouted from the side of the road. Then the inhabitant of the mushroom house on screen 2. We are driving through Lapland, looking for moose. Unspecified moment happens. The turtle stops the car and opens the window. Moose is there in a split of a second.
Here you are.
Moose says.
Hollow.
Chewing gum as if.
Anti-snake was here. To fight.
We know that poor sword can't win in Eskimo land. Misses the smell and time rapture. Moose is a big boxing fan. As it goes with Moose tradition and mentality. Moose takes us through the match.
Eskimo champion was half human and two-thirds seal. His smell was his power. He punched Anti-Snake few times in the first round. Its cold blood boiled fast. It started punching back in rage. Eskimo fighter easily avoided heavy punches and let Anti-Snake hit him light many times. Then CS did the rest. Anti-Snake thought winning and euphorically opened vulnerable point. And was knocked out flat. Its assistants had to put it into mailbox and send back by mail to its hole in the Eastern Western Territories.
Anti-Snake favorite line is... Keep me posted. We are sipping strong warm punch parked neatly by the boxing arena. Thousands of moose and Eskimos celebrating yet another victory on the deserted streets of Lapland. As turtle passed into healthy cybernautical dream, we free ourselves from pressure of unspecified moment of air on our faces and bodies, and turtle says,
Lapland is a great place to drive. For nights and days you see only living souls.
We drive north to come to the north. In this unspecified moment we are on our way to see Mappa Mundi Universalis in Uppsala. We drive north to come to the south. We are in Uppsala. We look for Hoo Cathedral. It is in the bushes. We park our smart car very precisely. Not a bit out of the lines prescribed by Hoo fathers of parking lots of southern Lapland. We are on the mission. We cannot take a risk to get a parking ticket of any kind. Let alone Lapland policemen telling us to move on. Aggressive little pig comes out of bushes. Aggressive little pig, A-L-P, is basically a pig. From distance he looks like an Hoo man, alright. When closer, you cannot ignore his pig hands. On official occasion he would be wearing gloves. Today, pig hands. Alp is very famous in Hoo man circles, having featured and starred as the pig, legendary fable and allegory character in all styles and time periods, and recently he donated his DNA to fabricate famous 7 little genetically manipulated piglets. 7 LGMP! Nevertheless, he's one of us. His constant research and update of Mappa Mundi Universalis keeps us on the move. Here we are, in Uppsala. The bear and the turtle, us and Alp, in his Sunday gear, suit and pig hands and all. Yahoo! We needed our inspiration, so then was Alp, A-L-P. The keeper of Mappa Mundi Universalis. Every day at noon, Alp closes the eyes and runs across the busiest heavy traffic street in town.
Look, darling.
The Hoo fathers of the town introduced new traffic sign. Warning! Running pig! and 7 piglets.
After the time gone by, the bear got hold of the gun and shot Hu Master in the back of the head, sending him to deep coma, and found job in decent circus, perfecting high wire bicycle act. Sometimes early evening, between last performance for kids and midnight gala for all, Bear would take his bike and ride to the quiet, middle-class neighborhood and, in front of whole Hu family, Hu kids, and so, would eat their singing birds straight from cages, raw. Then, as cool as bears can be, jump on his bike, wave to frozen dinner hosts, burp, and ride back to circus. For sharp, high wire bike midnight routine.
This is how it started. This is not the end. This is 2 megabytes. And the music played on.
And he's made to toast up your ass.
Stuff. Hey, should we be worried about the kids in the audience?
No, it's all right. This is culture.